The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Mr. President.
This ought to be good.
I think so, too. About the way forward, Mr. President, as you were leaving for your overseas trip, there were reports that were surfacing that your administration is planning to pay illegal immigrants who are separated from their families at the border up to $450,000 each, possibly $1 million per family. Do you think that that might incentivize more people to come over illegally?
If you guys keep sending that garbage out, yeah. But it's not true.
So this is a garbage report?
Yeah.
Okay.
So $450,000 per person. Is that what you're saying?
That was separated from a family member at the border under the last administration.
That's not going to happen.
And then the very next day, his surrogates come out and say that he's perfectly comfortable with paying off illegal immigrants. They've tried to excuse his lie there, basically, by saying that, well, it's a matter of the number, 450,000. It's going to be less than that. But the very next day, he says it's a garbage report. The report came from the Wall Street Journal, by the way. And then it made the news rounds all through the day. Wednesday, or actually Ducey's confrontation with him was Wednesday. But the report was from like a week ago. And then the very next day, they have to come out and say, well, actually, we are going to settle with all of these illegal immigrants. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. I can hardly believe that we're at the last show of the work week. You can get to the live stream of this, the audio stream of it, on CRN Digital Talk Radio Channel 3. And, of course, the video version of this show is available exclusively at our very own website, thetrumpet.com. thetrumpet.com/live takes you to the live stream page. We also post all of these programs at that same website page so you can get to it on demand. Well, where do we start? And there's so much that has happened just this week, and so many things I'm sure that I won't be able to cover, but we'll try to plow through as much as we possibly can. You know, that statement there by the fake president, there were some commentators on the conservative side that said that, well, what a shock this is. If he says that it's a garbage report, He knew nothing about what was going on, and meanwhile, you know, the State Department is in working or negotiating on these settlements, and that may be true. We certainly have pointed out on this show that he is like a puppet. There's also the dementia angle to the story as well. Maybe there's details in some of his dealings with his staff and others that he just forgets about. But there's also the element of lying, which we also discuss quite often on this show. The fact that if he's pressed, if he's made to feel uncomfortable in the presence of a pool of journalists, and Peter Ducey does ask some pretty good questions from time to time, he just lies. He just lies. What did he say? It's not going to happen. They want to come out the next day and say, well, it's all about numbers. That's really what he meant to say. He said it's a garbage report. It's a garbage report and it's not going to happen. Well, it is going to happen. It's happening. His spokesperson said as much yesterday. Others, even CNN, they're fact-checking it, saying that, well, yeah, the Wall Street Journal's right. It's really, I mean, the lying part of this, the reason we spend so much time on this is because there really is a war against reality. There's what the communists are saying on the one hand, and then what's really happening on the other. And more people, as I've said recently, they're seeing through the lies. the lies aren't quite as effective as they used to be. I've had this clip on the docket for quite some time, but listen to Joe Biden as he tries to explain that the economy today is so much better than it was even last year. This is clip 7.
You look to this coming Thanksgiving. You know, we're in a situation where we find that we are in a very different circumstance. Last Thanksgiving, as I said, this year we're working on a supply chain issue. But last Thanksgiving, I sat down with my wife, my daughter, and my son-in-law. This Thanksgiving, we're all in a very different circumstance. Things are a hell of a lot better. And the wages have gone up higher, faster than inflation. And we have generated real economic growth.
Everything's so much better, so much more growth. And wages, they're outpacing, the rising wages are outpacing inflation, which basically means there's no inflation. I mean, it's exactly the opposite is true. Inflation is skyrocketing. Wages aren't keeping up. This Thanksgiving is going to be the most expensive Thanksgiving meal in history. Even the New York Times has reported that. But there he is saying, you know, it's very different. It's very different this Thanksgiving compared to last Thanksgiving. Because, well, it's so much better. There's a war on reality. Yesterday we talked about how that they are not going to miss a beat, the communist left. They're going to push forward. They're trying to do it right now in the House. Trillions and trillions of dollars. We've got to ram this through. And then just lie about it. Lie about how it's not, it's all paid for. It's not going to cause inflation to increase. Nothing. This was from the Washington Post. A new sense of political urgency swept over restive Democrats from the White House to Capitol Hill on Wednesday as they raced to resolve the final issue stalling Biden's roughly $3 trillion economic agenda. $3 trillion. And nobody knows where all the money goes because, well, that's just the way it works now in Washington, D.C. $3 trillion. They are rushing, it says here. They're racing. Virginia didn't slow them down a bit. They cheated their way to victory in New Jersey. You may have seen the story of, we told you about it yesterday. This truck driver that beats the president of the New Jersey Senate. And now the president of the Senate, he's contesting the results. Because he says they found some more votes. See, that's the way it works. The communists contest the results of the election in order to go find more votes, in order to cheat, in other words. And then the ones cheated on, they don't have the courage to fight for what's right. They don't have the courage to contest it. I think I did read where the Republican that lost to Governor Murphy, he's not conceding yet, but which good for him. He was cheated. But where is the RNC? Where's Rona McDaniel? Where are the Republicans? Where's Lindsey Graham? Why won't they speak up? Why won't they say, we're going to stop this once and for all? It's gone on long enough. Sam showed me in Bergen County, the one where those 40,000 ballots magically appeared in the dark of night. He showed all these Republicans that won their races at the local level. But somehow or another, Murphy, the radical leftist Democrat, somehow he won the county for governor. When all through the rest of the state, his opponent was showing a comfortable lead right through the night. It's exactly the same as last year, the same way that it played out. You wake up Wednesday morning and wow, the tables turned overnight, literally. That's the way that it works. You've got to, as I said yesterday, I mean, you've got to stand up to this evil, or else they just plow you right over. A war on reality. Here's CNN fact-checking the president, the fake president, as you heard there at the top. He basically says it's not going to happen. They're not going to be paid off. This is CNN yesterday, clip 2.
Was the Wall Street Journal report that Peter Ducey was asking about, is it garbage or not?
Jake, this is one of these cases where the president is quite imprecise and leaves it to his staff and us to be the precise ones. So here are the true facts. The Wall Street Journal was correct not reporting garbage when it reported that the Biden administration is in discussions to settle lawsuits brought on behalf of families affected by the family separation policy. And the Wall Street Journal was correct in reporting that these settlement discussions include talks of possible financial compensation.
They were correct. The report was correct. And I like how he uses the word precise. Yeah. Mr. Biden was, he just wasn't as precise as he should have been. They would have, if that's Donald Trump, you know what they're saying. What a liar. That's lie number 10,142. We're keeping track. He lied. And he does it all the time, particularly when he's pressed into a corner. He just lies about it. And then who cares? I mean, the surrogates can come out the next day and clean it up a little bit or explain it away, say that he meant something different. The spirit behind it, you know where that comes from. John 8 and verse 44, here's Ducey in his exchange with the White House spokesperson yesterday, clip 11.
And then President Biden is calling these reports about the administration paying up to $450,000 to illegal immigrants who are separated from family members garbage. He says it's not going to happen. But the ACLU says that it is. So who is right?
Wait, are you talking about the question you asked him yesterday?
Yes.
So if it saves taxpayer dollars and puts the disastrous history of the previous administration's use of zero tolerance and family separation behind us, the president is perfectly comfortable with the Department of Justice settling with the individuals and families who are currently in litigation with the U.S. government.
Perfectly comfortable. Well, that was the day after. The day after he said, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. It's a garbage report. And you guys should stop reporting it because you're the ones encouraging immigrants to flood the border. That's what Joe Biden said Wednesday. And there's what his representative said the very next day. To his credit, Ducey pressed further, clip 12.
And so what changed then from yesterday? You're saying that he would be perfectly comfortable settling with these families who broke the law to come here. But yesterday he said that's not going to happen.
First of all, let's remember how we got here, how we got to a place where we're dealing with families being separated. This is coming from the last administration, cruel, inhuman, immoral policies against just people. It's separating children from their families, 18-month-olds, 2-year-olds, 5-year-olds from their families. That's how we got here, is because of the last administration.
Okay, we lied, but Trump! It's Trump! The bad orange man, he's the only one that ever separated children from their parents for a couple of days. No, that's not true either. Obama, he had cages. The left, remember, tried to take pictures of cages to say this is what Trump's doing, and then come to find out later the cages were from 2014. That's Obama time. Yeah, he had them in the cages as well. But they just want to say Trump. Never mind the back and forth. Never mind the words. Never mind what we say. It's that last administration. He's to blame for all the problems, you see? It's a war on reality. Yesterday, we learned more about the infamous dirty dossier as John Durham handed out another indictment, this time a Russian-born man living in D.C. His name is Igor Danchenko. He evidently is one of the sources for Christopher Steele, a Russian. So Chris Steele's working with this Russian guy, and he lied. He lied to the FBI multiple times. And yesterday he's arrested. Listen to Jonathan Turley on, I believe this was on Fox yesterday, clip 6.
And what the indictment does is show us what Durham has. And he has a lot of new information. One of the figures that he does not name that features prominently in this indictment is referred to as PR Executive One. And this is someone who's described as a close advisor to Hillary Clinton, someone who's worked in her prior campaigns, who was given a high-level appointment by Bill Clinton. And this figure features greatly in these allegations. They describe meetings in Moscow with rather shady Russian figures involving this executive, involving Danchenko. And it also says that some of the stuff that originated, that came out in the dossier, seemed to come from this PR executive. The person that should be most concerned is whoever fits the description of PR Executive One.
Wow.
So there's Danchenko. He's just arrested. And then there's this mystery person, PR Executive One. And you read through Durham's indictment, and he's all but naming the guy. He gives all these specifics and how tight he was with the Clintons. It says here, this is from the indictment. The PR Executive One has served as, number one, chairman of the National Democratic Political Organization. Number two, the state chairman of former President Clinton's 1992 and 96 presidential campaigns. And number three, an advisor to Hillary Clinton's 2008 presidential campaign. Moreover, beginning in or about 1997, President Clinton appointed PR Executive One to 2 4-year terms on an advisory commission at the U.S. State Department. So it took social media all of 2 seconds to figure out that this is a guy named Charles Dolan. He's a Clinton crony, and he's a source for Danchenko, who was the source for Steele. And the Steele dossier, of course, that's what was used to get all of the wiretap warrants from FISA to spy on American citizens. That's really the more explosive revelation from the indictment that was handed down yesterday. Just connect all of the dots. You have Hillary Clinton and her team hiring this law firm, Perkins Coie, and they were hired to dig up dirt on Donald Trump. They hired Fusion GPS, that's Glenn Simpson's group, who then hired Christopher Steele, and then Steele's primary source. His primary source is this guy Danchenko, and Danchenko's primary source was a longtime advisor to the Clinton family. So it's not just that the Clinton people paid for this opposition research. The Clinton people created it. They wrote it. They authored it. We come full circle. It's Clinton from start to finish. They weren't just paying for this dirty dossier. They were writing it. And then you add to that that they were the ones colluding with Russians, using Russians. And, of course, using Russians. So it could be sort of a firewall between the Russian source and the Clinton people. They tried to launder it through a lot of different sources so that it couldn't be traced back to them. But what we find out yesterday is it goes right back to Hillary Clinton. It goes right back to the Clinton machine. And there's some saying we have to wait and see. I mean, we've waited as unbelievably long as it is. But some are saying that Danchenko is just the beginning. And given what he revealed about Dolan's Twitter account, it disappears today. That's the way they operate. They start to get exposed, and it's like cockroaches under the light that you flip on in the kitchen. They take off. They run away, just like the Pfizer lady. They sprint if they can. They don't want to be exposed. They don't want to answer for themselves. Mark Elias, he's answering to some degree, but you can tell he's a little bit nervous. All of these corrupt actors and the FBI, that's another thing that's clear in this indictment. The FBI knew, and it's clear from other sources as well, they knew that Danchenko was lying back in 2017. They knew it. Comey, all of them knew it. And yet they still used the dirty dossier to go into a FISA court. Not once, not twice. What was it, 4 times by the end of it? every 3 months. Oh yeah, we've got this dossier, and we're really concerned that Trump is tied to Russia. Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia. It was Hillary, Russia. It was Hillary, Russia, and then throw in Fusion, throw in Chris Steele. How despicable is this? This indictment shows, too, that Fiona Hill, you might remember her name. She was part of the first sham impeachment back in 2019. She's the one who introduced Dolan, the Clinton crony, to Danchenko. And then you go, we're sifting through some of the documents from the impeachment, even now, after yesterday's revelation, to find out that Fiona, well, I mean, when she's testifying, I had no idea. I didn't know what was going on. I guess I caught wind of the dossier maybe the day before it was published by BuzzFeed. They act dumb. They play innocent. They pretend they don't know anything. When they're all working together, and then they show up again at an impeachment. An impeachment, a sham impeachment at that, as they were trying to take out Donald Trump. All working together. How deep is the deep state? These are all swamp creatures, and they're being exposed. The New York Post said this morning, special counsel John Durham's indictment of Igor Danchenko, the principal source for the bogus Steele dossier used by the FBI. When are FBI agents going to take a hit? When's Durham going to get around to Comey and those guys and Brennan? These were the ones they were actually using the information, which was all bogus. It was all a lie, a war on reality. They took the Clinton information and used it as a weapon to spy, to persecute, to bring down the Trump administration. And it went on for the entirety almost of the four Trump years. They used it as a basis for the Trump-Russia investigation. It says here it further illustrates that Durham has his sights set on the Clinton campaign. Well, I hope he does. He should have his sights set on the FBI as well, because they knew it was dirty. They knew it was made up. The infamous tape, Dolan just created that out of thin air, together with Danchenko. Who knows? Fiction. It says here the dossier was generated by the Clinton campaign. Its principal author was former British spy Christopher Steele. Steele's main source was Danchenko, a Russian native based in the U.S. who worked at the Brookings Institution, a Washington think tank whose former president, Strobe Talbot, is a college friend of Bill Clinton's who worked in the Clinton State Department. They're all connected. They're all related. All these swamp creatures. It's deep, the deep state. It says here, at Brookings, Danchenko worked with Fiona Hill. Later, a member of Trump's National Security Council. She was supposed to be working for Trump. Instead, she was stabbing him in the back. And a key witness in the Trump impeachment over the unrelated Ukraine controversy. It says, it was through Hill that Danchenko became acquainted with Steele, who ran a London-based intelligence firm upon leaving MI6, the British spy service. So they're all connected in this plot to overthrow the government of the United States. In this indictment, there's also material about Sergey Milian, I guess is how you say his name. He worked for the Trump campaign. He was accused by Steele of being the one to facilitate communications between Russian officials and Trump officials. All of it totally made up. Not an ounce of truth to it. Durham says Danchenko, quote, fabricated these facts regarding Milian. They just fabricated facts about the Trump guy. That's how they operated. They just lied. They lie. Dolan worked with another subsource who actually lived in Russia. The Clinton crony was working with a Russian living in D.C. and another one in Russia, and they were creating this case to say it was Trump who was colluding with Russia. Can you believe this? As I say so often, you can't make this up. And you listen to the media today, the Washington Post, kind of a little bit of an apology. I'll come to it when we come back from the break. But given how they amplified this hoax for 3+ years, you think they're going to give it this much play now that it's being fully exposed as the hoax that it always was? You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. If you'd like to contact the program or send in some feedback, you can email the show, td@thetrumpet.com. We'll be right back.
The Trumpet Daily. Freedom is one of the most sought-after ideals in human history. Man's search for freedom has taken him into the fiercest of protests, struggles, revolutions, civil wars, and even world wars. Today, in the midst of free societies, many continue to fight for what they perceive as ever greater freedoms. And yet, many of these same people are actively fighting against law. Few people understand that this war against law actually undermines true freedom. To learn more, request Gerald Fleury's booklet, No Freedom Without Law. In this free booklet, you will see what the Bible says about the latter-day spirit of rebellion and lawlessness that is now so common in our nations today. Also request America Under Attack. In this booklet, you will learn more about the spirit behind this attack on law. You'll see where this is leading. Both booklets are offered freely at no cost or obligation to you. Request No Freedom Without Law and America Under Attack. Email your request to td@kpcg.fm or visit thetrumpet.com.
The Trumpet Daily.
Parts of the now infamous dossier on Trump have proven to be true.
I know the history of the dossier, but it hasn't been discredited. In fact, it's been the opposite. It's been corroborated. Much of the dossier has been corroborated.
This discredited dossier, which was paid for.
Your intel community has corroborated all of the details in there. The meeting.
Some of the substantive content of the dossier, we were able to corroborate in our intelligence community assessment, which from other sources, in which we had very high confidence.
We know that with the FISA application, the relevant parts of Christopher Steele's dossier were corroborated.
Say that if the application included information from the dossier, it would only be after the FBI had, in fact, corroborated information through its own investigation.
We also know that as time goes on, more and more parts of the Steele dossier get corroborated.
So when the president just refers to it as fake dossier, that is false.
I don't think that is the accurate characterization for the entirety of the dossier.
Clear, investigators have corroborated part of the dossier.
The dossier has been corroborated by the intelligence community.
U.S. investigators have corroborated some of the allegations in that dossier. Yes. Although
we do know that parts of it have been corroborated.
It's not been corroborated, but it hasn't been disproven either.
Is there anything in the dossier that has been disproven?
No.
But not one thing has been disproven. No major thing from the dossier has been conclusively disproven.
To date, none of it has been disproven, and whole big parts of it are holding up.
The dossier holds up well. None of it has been disproven.
All of the allegations in it, I don't know that anything has been disproven.
It's a fact that none of it, not one word, has been disproven. In fact, a lot of it turned out to be right on the money.
Former high-ranking intelligence officials have told us on the record that there is nothing in the Steele dossier that they know to have been disproven.
Much of the dossier has been corroborated. Do you not accept that?
I don't agree with that, Alice.
This is our reporting, and this is what crime-fighting agencies have said, that the FBI would not have just taken a dossier to the FISA court and used that as their predicate for the surveillance. They had to corroborate it themselves. That's how they operate.
All of them are lying there. All of them. You can see how they're slowly but surely trying to cover their tracks, kind of moving away from, it's all corroborated, it's based on fact, and then, well, has any of it been disproven, though? Yes, all of it has been. It was all made up. They were all lies. And they all knew they were lying. And now some of it, slowly but surely, too slow, is finally being exposed. Durham nabbed one of these lawyers from Perkins Coie, Michael Sussman, a while back, a few months ago, I guess it was. And then now Danchenko. And you read through the indictment, and he doesn't seem happy that that these agencies, and again, it's not even just the talking heads on media. You heard James Clapper there. These were deep state operatives. These were Obama people working to destroy Trump based on these lies. Based on these lies. And who's going to be held accountable? I'm talking about higher ups. Okay, they got Danchenko. But who are the ones really moving and shaking this investigation? They knew Danchenko was a liar, and yet Jim Comey, he put the plans in motion that led to the Mueller investigation so that this would go on for years. And really, as we now know, the Mueller investigation was intended not to expose Trump-Russia collusion. It was to cover up these unconstitutional acts. It was to cover up all of this lawlessness. They were covering for their own. They were covering for their own during 3 years of Mueller's investigation. But not for Durham. None of this would have ever even seen the light of day. I'm kind of stunned that he's even still there able to work. When you've got Joe Obama working hard, so hard to destroy the country. The New York Times is the one that broke the story yesterday on this indictment. They said some claims from the Steele dossier made their way into an FBI wiretap application targeting a former Trump campaign advisor in October 2016. I like how the New York Times just casually mentions the FBI wiretap application. Remember when the wiretap was first exposed, when we first learned about it and how the legacy media reacted to that? Listen to this montage, number 13.
President Trump's accusation against his predecessor, that his predecessor was illegally wiretapping him, or even the more broader allegation that he was surveilling him somehow. There's no basis for that whatsoever.
What did you first think when the president tweeted that President Obama had eavesdropped on him?
I was surprised. I was shocked. I think many people were. That's a very serious allegation. It had no basis in fact.
President Trump made a claim that his predecessor, President Obama, wiretapped his Trump Tower, and now the director of the FBI has said he has no evidence of that.
The FBI director, James Comey, the National Security Agency director, Admiral Mike Rogers, they testified before your committee on Monday and said none of this in the course of their testimony. What does that tell you?
Well, you know, it certainly tells me that both directors have seen no evidence to support the president's claim. There's no way that those three agencies wouldn't know if the president was the subject of wiretapping. So
all I was
there's
asking
no
him.
Obama wiretap. That's cut and dry, right?
It's so cut and dry. No, there's no wiretapping going on. Yes, there was. And now the New York Times, just yesterday, the New York Times says some claims from the Steele dossier made their way into an FBI wiretap application. That's right. Went through FISA four times. All these people. Think about some of these montages you've just heard. Because we've played some other ones this week with respect to the election last year. No evidence. No evidence of any kind of fraud. There's just no evidence of it. Does this sound familiar? It's the exact same language every single time. How many conspiracy theories have been proven to be true in the last few years? It's just one after another. one after another after another. Of course, it's hard and fast. There's no way there was any wiretapping. There's no evidence of it. I mean, the FBI would never, 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 never do something like that. They did it. They did it over and over again. And they did it based upon a hoax that originated with Clinton's cronies, the Clinton campaign. And they were working together in cahoots with Obama and his people. They were setting it all up on the way out in 2016 and 17. We've taken you through some of that history before. Here's the New York Times yesterday saying, yeah, they used it for a wiretap. A wiretap. They were spying. This is the Washington Post. Their response to this news of the indictment yesterday. It says, the indictment also suggests Danchenko may have lied to Steele and others about where he was getting his information. Some of the material came from a Democratic Party operative, that would be Dolan, with long-standing ties to Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, according to the charges, rather than well-connected Russians with insight into the Kremlin. Well, that's a pretty big difference. That changes the story altogether. You mean there weren't well-connected Russians supplying Steele with all this information about Trump and Russia? It was actually a Clinton person? It was a Democratic operative? That's right. The Washington Post says, the allegations cast new uncertainty on some past reporting on the dossier by news organizations, including the Washington Post. That's about as close as we're going to get to an apology. The allegations cast new uncertainty. See, it's kind of like the word precise. Well, he wasn't especially precise. The Wall Street Journal report over here, it was truthful. It was accurate. It was correct. Joe Biden, on the other hand, he was a little imprecise when he spoke on Wednesday. We might have misspoke, says the major media today. We might have given this too much attention, and it might not have been factual completely, or we're not sure. I guess we'll just leave it at that. The allegations cast new uncertainty on some past reporting on the dossier by news organizations, including even the Washington Post. Listen to Steve Miller. He worked in the Trump administration. This was his reaction last night to this hoax that basically kept Trump and so many of his people occupied for the full length of his 4-year term. Clip 5.
And this indictment brings it right to the doorstep of Hillary Clinton. It brings it right to the doorstep of the Clinton campaign and the Democrat Party. And I hope that Durham will investigate those links, and I hope he will take Hillary Clinton for hours of questioning. And I hope that when Republicans, if they do take back the majority, will call Hillary and her senior aides up to Capitol Hill to decode this, because this was a theft from the American people. They elected their president, his time, his energy, and that of his staffers were stolen. Thousands upon thousands of hours were stolen by rogue bureaucrats working in our intelligence services, in the FBI, and across the government to impose their will over the will of the American people. I am enraged, and I hope all decent Americans are enraged at these discoveries.
It was an attack from within, as we were saying all along, an attempted coup, treason, at the highest levels. We had an article back in November last year. Says here, this is my father writing, this was one of the left's highly placed lawyers speaking openly of a coup. Well, it refers back to Mark Zaid, who tweeted on January 30th, 2017, the coup has started. He was just days into the Trump administration, and there's a prominent leftist attorney saying, hey, we've started the coup. He was the attorney for the Ukrainian whistleblower. You know, Vindman and all those people, including Fiona Hill. They were all, that was part of the plan from day one. Obama set it in motion. They said it. And we drew attention to it. Not many people listened. Donald Trump, all through his presidency, called the dossier a hoax. And you heard how the media reacted to that. He's been proven to be right. And he's right about the election rig as well. Says, we don't have to speculate on the goals of the left. They're pretty outspoken if you just pay attention. That's what my father said last year. Just listen to them. Listen to them. Every now and again, you know, they'll accidentally say the silent part out loud. And they get backed into a corner. They just lie. And then they'll send out the spokespeople the next day to clean it up a bit. But hey, at least not Trump. Because Trump, I mean, when Trump was there, it was horrible. I mean, he was like Hitler. This is another one. Treason in America and Britain is from November 2020, so a year ago. It says, our America's, listen to this. My father wrote this just before the election last year. He says, are America's elections free and fair? I'm writing this about 2 months before the U.S. holds its 2020 presidential election, and a lot of evidence is exposing efforts to rig the election. Tomorrow's News Today, that was the trumpet last fall, coming out of last summer. There's a lot of evidence that they're trying to rig it. He says, this is a serious crime. Further on, he writes, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton surely do not want us to know they were conspiring, what they were conspiring to do during and after the 2016 presidential election to undermine American democracy. But I believe God made sure this information was exposed. More of it was exposed yesterday. The hidden message of the Horowitz report. This is from October last year. It says, these inaccuracies and omissions are not some comedy of errors. They're all part of a plot to unjustly and illegally spy on a U.S. citizen and frame Donald Trump for a crime he did not commit. I mean, that's serious, right? Isn't that serious? I mean, Steve Miller, who's a pretty laid-back guy, he's outraged. And what did he say at the end of that clip? You know, I hope all other decent Americans are outraged as well. Who's going to be held to account, though, for this attack? This attack on the United States of America. This treasonous plot. There was an article today in PJ Media. The intentional destabilization of America. It's making the point we've really been stressing the last few weeks. I mean, we've said it for a long time, but more and more commentators are now saying, I think this is not just a bumbling idiot that's destroying America. This is the plan. This is part of the plan. Fundamental transformation of the United States of America. He said it exactly like that back in 2008. That president who came in the spirit of Antiochus, who hated America. He still does. He still does. He wants to see America destroyed. He wants to replace it with his communist, socialist, utopian ideal or ideology. The PJ Media piece says, the attacks on America are not accidental, nor the result of ignorance and stupidity. No, the attacks are intentional and strategic. The goal is the transformation of America. So people are finally coming around to what Obama actually said just 5 days before the election of 2008. Five more days. Can you hear him say it? Until we fundamentally transform the United States. We're seeing the transformation. We're at the final stages of it. God's going to have to intervene. No man is going to fix this. Of course, even God's intervention is just going to be for a short time, because we're coming up close to the Great Tribulation, when this whole world is going to explode in violence. Read what Jesus said in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. How come more people don't believe it? You can read at the start of that chapter where the disciples came in. They said, hey, tell us what's going to happen. Just before the end of this age, just before you return to this earth. I mean, that's the blessed good news. The spectacular return of Christ to this earth. But what happens before? Jesus said, then shall be great tribulation. It's going to be unlike anything this world has ever seen. And were it not for God's intervention in the affairs of men, well, mankind would just wipe himself out. We have the technology to do it. We have the firepower to do it many times over. It says here, the goal is the transformation of America, which would be made possible by the destruction of America's core institutions. This intention, this is PJ Media, writing about America under attack. That's the title of our booklet. Call our operators. Get your own copy, free of charge. No cost, no obligation. America under attack, first written in 2013. And boy, is this timely. Is this ever timely today? Call the operators, 1-866-930-3024, and request America under attack. It says here, this intention, America under attack, that is stated explicitly by President Biden, who said in August 2021 that his Build Back Better bill would transform America. They love that word. Let's transform things. Today, the House of Representatives has taken a significant step toward making a historic investment that's going to transform America. That's quoting the fake president. Representative Nancy Pelosi described Biden's Build Back Better bill as transformative and cause for celebration. The communists love it. Let's just spend trillions and trillions and trillions more. Never mind Virginia. I mean, that's just a little speed bump. That's all. Just hit the pedal to the metal. Let's go forward. It says, in these remarks, Biden and Pelosi were repeating President Obama's central promise in 2008 that we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. Biden, Pelosi, and oh yes, Obama as well. Obama, he showed up to stump for McAuliffe and Murphy in New Jersey. It's Obama's legacy that these radicals are carrying out. It's his mission. It's his vow from 2008. He took hold of the Democrat Party, and he has not let go ever since. He's the puppet master. It says here, Representative Ilhan Omar, member of the Progressive Caucus in the House of Representatives, explains why America must be transformed. It quotes her as saying, as long as our economy and political systems prioritize profit without considering who is profiting, who is being shut out, we will perpetuate this inequality. Omar, a Democrat, said, quotes her again, so we cannot stop at the criminal justice system. We must begin the work of dismantling the whole system of oppression wherever we find it. Well, it's just like Thomas Jefferson would talk, right? James Madison? No, that's a communist infiltrator right there. And just listen to their words. Listen to what they say. Look at their tweets. And then, it's obvious. It's so obvious. America is under attack. Attack from within. This article at PJ Media goes through a a long list of what Biden has done in just 10 months. It says here, what would we say if a foreign country, for example, Russia, China, Iran, or North Korea carried out these actions? What if Russia, came along into Mexico and just opened the borders wide, and then people were just flooding into the United States? I mean, what would people say? We're under attack. We're being attacked. What would we say if these things were done by a foreign power? We would say that America is in an all-out war. But all of these things have been or are being done by the Biden administration and the Democratic Party, which are at war with America and trying to destroy it totally. That's a pretty strong, that's not a Trumpet article. That's over at PJ Media. You wouldn't have found anything like that. I submit to you, you would not have found an article like this at PJ Media just a few years ago, maybe not even a couple years ago, maybe not even last year. But now, well, look at what they're saying. One final quote here. It says, "Destabilizing America's institutions and undermining its constitutional government is a Democratic Party strategic path, or a Democrat Party strategic path to socialism." They just want to upend the system. They want to turn it on its head. They want something new and different in its place. Of course, there's nothing new about socialism. It's failed all over the world, and they want to bring that failure here. Says here, the destabilization of America is used as an excuse to reform voting procedures so that the Democrats can steal elections and guarantee their dominance. So the reality is not so much democratic socialism, but democracy or socialism. You know, you're seeing more and more, even those that would speak up about stealing elections. They never, I mean, Donald Trump in 2020 is like the big elephant in the room. You know, Molly Hemingway, she's a pretty good journalist. She comes out with her book, Rigged, talks about all the, you know, the Zuckerberg money and the way things were set up and the mail-in ballots. But hello, look at what happened on the very night, November 3rd. Look at what happened from November 3rd to November 7th. They stole it from Donald Trump. Just say it. Just come right out and say it. They can't. They just can't quite go that far. Mark Levin had another one interviewed on his show last night. John Fund, I think it was. I haven't read the book, but it sounds like it's very similar. Yeah, there's just fraud all over the place. There's all of this illegal activity. So 2020 was stolen? Well, now, come on. Let's not go that far. I mean, I don't want to be Rudy Giuliani. And here's an article talking about stealing elections. Look, it happened just 12 months ago. It's like Donald Trump always says, if your jewelry store was broken into a year ago and emptied out and you found the crook a year later, what are you going to say? Well, let's just move on to the next jewelry store. We've already restocked. No, you put the crook in prison. It's the same with the dossier. I mean, good for Durham to go after Dushenko. Hopefully he goes after some others, Dolan and Clinton herself. Probably won't happen. But America's under attack. I had Audrey get me all of these articles that just tied in with this PJ Media piece. Don't have time to go through them. The Radical Left and the American Constitution. It's back from 2008. My father said, well, further on, he says in a 2012 piece, yes, the radical left is leading America into darkness. That's a Trumpet article from 8-9 years ago. Tomorrow's news today. Make sure you call our operators and subscribe to the Trumpet magazine. Request America Under Attack. The number is 1-866-930-3024. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We're putting the finishing touches on yet another week of broadcasting here in our beautiful studio in Edmond, Oklahoma. Email the show, td@thetrumpet.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.